Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Perth Wellington MP John Nader joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, John, and congratulations.
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you this morning.
I imagine you had a late enough a night last night. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's very fair to say. Yeah, we finally got the final results late in the evening and was able to spend some time with some friends and supporters. And so it ended up being a late night and an early morning, but that's life. So it was a good night.
So again, congratulations, John. And remind us, is this your fourth term?
This is my fourth term, yeah, absolutely. So looking forward to getting back at it, back to Parliament, and really looking forward to serving the people of Perth Wellington for a fourth time.
And we've had, you featured in the news this morning, and again, starting in 2015, so you are very much a part of this riding. Something you take very seriously, is that fair?
Absolutely. I mean, my focus has always been Perth Wellington. It's the people of the communities I represent. That's where my focus is. And I try to think about how what I do in Ottawa impacts the people back home. So how I, vote on measures, how I put forward measures in the House of Commons, all of that I relate back to what happens here in Perth Wellington. And, the last 5 weeks during this campaign, I was able to speak with over 5,000 people at the doorsteps and hear their concerns, their issues, their hopes, their fears. And then that's going to help inform me of when I do my job going forward as well, where their concerns lie or where my concerns lie, and be able to take that back to Ottawa and raise those concerns each and every day. It's something I take seriously and looking forward to getting back to it.
Okay, and I guess speaking of fourth term, we have the Liberal Party, now its fourth term as a federal government with a new prime minister, but a minority government. Some more challenges ahead, if you will.
Absolutely. So it's going to be an interesting months and years ahead. The polls were all over the place, and I think that reflected in the results last night, returning a minority parliament. So it's really now incumbent on us as parliamentarians, us as politicians, to try to make things work. Obviously, the Canadian people saw fit to return a minority parliament, and I think Canadians want us to try to make that work. So there'll be a good amount of reaching across party lines in the weeks, months, and years to come, and hopefully we can find success on behalf of Canadians.
Okay, and certainly, John, now looking ahead, obviously tariffs are top of mind, but you're also focused on breaking down federal trade barriers as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think with the real challenges we're facing with the United States and the future of trade with the United States, now more than ever, we need to be our own biggest trading partner. So as Canadians, we need to look at taking down those trade barriers. At the federal level, we can eliminate all federal interprovincial trade barriers quickly just through legislation. So I think that's one of the first things we need to do. And then work with the provinces as well. So some of the provinces have already brought legislation forward. So if we can incentivize all 12 or all 10 provinces, all three territories, and get that done as quickly as possible, it's to the benefit of Canadians. And every year, there's anywhere between $60 billion and $200 billion of economic activity that's left on the table because of these trade barriers. So if we can tear down those barriers, we're going to be ahead as a country. And I think it's important that we really focus on that in the immediate term.
Well, congratulations again, John Nader, Conservative MP, Perth Wellington MP, for your fourth term. What's it been like for you and your family? I mean, this is your fourth term now as a Perth Wellington MP. It's just been amazing.
Something I mentioned last night that this is the only thing my kids have ever known. Our oldest was only about a year old when I was first elected, so they've really grown up in politics, and I'm happy to say they love it. they enjoy it. It's obviously a challenge at times, especially going back and forth to Ottawa with the commute. But I'm lucky and blessed to have such a wonderful family to support me in all this. And I always say I really couldn't do it without them. And I say that very truly, because without a strong family support network, I could never do the things that I'm able to do as an MP.
Well, again, John, thank you for your continued service for Perth Wellington MP John Nader. John, any final thoughts before we let you go? Because it feels like you're going to be right back at it now, if you will.
Absolutely. So back in the office this morning, looking forward to it. I just want to say thank you to the people of Perth Wellington for putting their faith in me. Honored to be reelected with an increased margin. So I hope that's a reflection on the work that I've put in. It looks like a little over 33,000 votes. I'm really, really honored by that. And I want to say thank you as well to the other three candidates as well, David, Kevin, and Wayne. Democracy only happens when people show up and bring forward their concerns, their views. So it's great to see a healthy democracy and see that take place yesterday in the election.
John Nader, Perth Wellington MP. Thanks so much, John. And again, congratulations.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Jamie.
There you go. Thanks so much. I'm so glad we